Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation, taped at the Newcastle County GOP Party office in Price's Corner, focuses on the race for U.S. House, and we are joined by Republican Lee Murphy. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Sure, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, we ask everyone, why are you running for U.S. House?
Yeah, that's a great question. Every candidate should be able to answer that that question. Well, the obvious reason is that our current representative, our current congresswoman, in my mind, does not represent the core values, the values of most of the wonderful residents of this great state. She has aligned herself with Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, on just about every issue, and that just doesn't represent me, doesn't represent my family, it doesn't represent the majority of citizens in this state. I've lived here a long time, my whole adult life. I raised a family here, have grandchildren here, and the people in Delaware are more in the center, their values, and we need a representative in Washington on the federal level that represents those values.
Also wants to ask what voters should know about your qualifications for the job that perhaps they don't already know about.
Well, my qualifications for this job, I've lived a great life. I've had a great life. I moved here when I got married, raised my family here. I was a school teacher initially here in the Catholic Diocese of Wilmington. My family expanded. I had to move to another career. I worked on the railroad with Amtrak. I was a train conductor and a locomotive engineer. While my kids were growing up here, I ran for county council. I ran for the Delaware State Senate. I was the head of my civic association, my church parish council. So just like all of us, I've tried to give back my entire life and make whatever I was involved in, a better place.
I want to move on to some more issue-oriented questions. Many pundits and analysts have framed this midterm election as a referendum on President Trump, and specifically in House races, some have made the possibility of a Democratic-controlled House moving to impeach the president a campaign issue. Is this election a referendum on President Trump or the possibility of impeachment, or at the very least, maybe more congressional inquiry into the president through various committees? Should the Democrats take control of the House?
Well, one of the reasons I'm running is I do not want the Democrats to take control of the House. I support the president, and I support his policies, and I want to go to Washington to be a part of what's happening right now in our country, the prosperity that we're enjoying. I want to bring that back to Delaware. Certainly, if the Democrats take control of the House, and I don't think they will, they do want to proceed, and they do want to impeach the president. They've drawn back on that, but they're true feelings that will happen. I don't want to see that happen.
No matter which way the House goes in November, the atmosphere will likely, though, remain contentious. How would you work with colleagues from the other party to tackle pressing issues if you're elected?
Well, in my whole adult life, anything that I was ever involved in, nobody agreed on everything. And somehow we came to a consensus, whether it was at my swim club or in my community or at the church, and we got things done and we moved ahead. There was a time in Delaware, it was called the Delaware Way, where Democrats and Republicans during the campaign, they went at each other. But when the campaign was over, they got things done. Okay, I'd like to see that, quote, Delaware Way, I'd like to see that go to Washington.
Certainly there is a partisan divide on the $1.5 trillion tax cut enacted last year. Polls consistently show right now less than 50% of the country approves of it. What's your message to voters about the impact of these cuts so far and if they should remain in place?
Well, I think the tax cuts should remain in place, and I'm all in favor of the next round of tax cuts that the president is advocating. I think it's too early to see the real benefits of these tax cuts. I think it'll probably be a year or more before we see the true benefits of the tax cuts. But I know I've met a lot of business owners. They're expanding their business. they can't find enough qualified people to work, many of my friends. So the effects of the tax cuts, especially for businesses and corporations, they are being seen. And there's a definitely an air of confidence out there in our community, and I think nationwide. Not so much in Delaware, but nationwide for sure.
A Pew Research Center poll earlier this summer found that immigration was the top concern among voters heading into these midterms. This issue obviously touches on a lot of different topics, from the status of the DACA program, separation of families at the border, to the funding of President Trump's border wall, which the president has threatened a government shutdown over. If elected, what approach toward immigration would you seek to pursue in Congress?
My approach is, first of all, the wall. I'm in favor of the wall being built. I'm in favor of securing our borders. I'm in favor of legal immigration. The legal immigration system in our country has to be done over. It needs a redo. It's not working effectively. As far as illegal immigration, the people that are born in this country, DACA children, under the Constitution, they're United States citizens. Their parents, who came here illegally, broke the law, should have a pathway to citizenship if they're hardworking people that have a job or in the military, but they must pay the penalty for coming here illegally, whether that's restitution, whether that's jail time. There must be a penalty for breaking the law. After that penalty is paid, I believe in a pathway to citizenship. If you're here illegally and you've broken the law and you're a criminal, you should be deported. No questions asked.
Healthcare also high up on the list of voter concerns for these midterms. Arguments in a Texas case that could strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional will be heard this fall. If that suit succeeds, though, it would also eliminate popular ACA provisions like protections for people with pre-existing conditions. With that possibility as a backdrop, what do you see as the appropriate path forward when it comes to addressing health care in this country?
Well, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, has proven not to work. People's premiums are through the roof, and I am in favor of a full repeal of Obamacare. And then we're left with the big question of what's next. Mm-hmm. It's a very complex problem. I don't have all the answers. I've talked to doctors and healthcare officials here during my campaign, and I wish I had a definitive plan right now. But I believe all people should have access to healthcare. One thing that the president advocates and I advocate is that we should have competition across state lines. If I want to buy healthcare in Wyoming, I should be able to buy healthcare in Wyoming. So we need to drive down the price. We need to make it a competitive playing field when it comes to healthcare. And yes, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and I want to work towards a solution.
And finally, we ask each candidate, is there an issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves during this election cycle, and how would you address it if elected?
Well, one of the main reasons I'm running this year is the drug and opioid crisis. This is a very serious problem that literally threatens our next generation. We have at least one person overdosing here in Delaware a day. We have over 400 people projected to die from overdoses in 2018, just in Delaware. Nationwide, 67,000 people. This is a personal issue for me. I battled this epidemic with my daughter. She was addicted to drugs. She found treatment eventually, and unfortunately it was through the criminal justice system. But we went through many, many 30-day rehabs, 30 to here, there, all down the East Coast. They didn't work. My daughter successfully was in recovery for many, 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 many years. She opened a business, raised a family. But unfortunately, 3 years ago, she passed away. So it's a personal thing. Right now, we have cookie-cutter solutions, nothing that really works. We need to find a solution when an addict is ready to say, look, I've had enough of this. I want to go in recovery. We have to have the resources there. And that recovery may take 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. But when that person is ready to recover, we have to have the resources there for that person. This is not an easy problem. An addict is an addict until they want to turn their life around. We have no control over that. But the resources have to be there, and we have to take the stigma away from people that are on drugs. This is not something people choose to be, okay? And it touches so many lives, so many families, and I want to make this a priority when I go to Washington. The president's allocated $6 billion, but that money has to be spent in the right areas. Otherwise, it's just going to be a waste. It's a complicated problem. I don't want to talk about it. I want to do something about it.
All right. Lee Murphy, Republican candidate for U.S. House. We thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
And you can find all of our candidate conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. This candidate conversation was taped at the Newcastle County GOP Party office in Price's Corner and is part of Delaware Debates 2018, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. Thanks for listening.